Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy. Get the low rates you deserve. Switch to Lumo Energy today. And OTR. Enjoy a cup of barista-made sea coffee at OTR.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde. Hot topic thanks to National Tiles. New timber flooring range available now. Now you can get a quality finish for less. And we earlier today, Malcolm Blight caught up with Adelaide 36's Daniel Johnson. Here's what he had to say.
Our Tyre Power Sports Update interview, Tyre Power, big holiday sale now on, is the 36's star player, Daniel Johnson. Daniel, welcome.
Cool, mate. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Daniel, I looked up your stats. You're averaging 20 points a game, the highest of your career. You're in career best form, mate.
Yeah, it's been all right. Early days so far, but happy with how I'm going to start the season off.
Yeah, no, and obviously you'll be looking to make amends after a tough overtime loss to the Kings last weekend. It was heartbreaking. However, you've got to move on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's still some positive signs there. Obviously, they're traveling pretty well at the moment. I thought we were in, you know, reasonably good control of that game. We probably should have come away with a win. So, still some positives there, but definitely one we would have liked to have got the win in still.
Yeah, now you're playing United in Melbourne this week. It's obviously an important game, given the two sides are so close on the table. How's your preparation been?
No, it's been really good. Obviously, just having the one game last weekend and then having a full week here in Adelaide, getting ready for the game on Sunday, it's been really good. It's given us a chance to work on a lot of things. And yeah, we'll go over there. It's obviously tough playing Melbourne in Melbourne, but we're pretty confident we've moved in the right direction.
Now, watching the game a little bit, Chris Golding, strong Boomers campaign. Do you focus on him and other players, obviously in the United team, but him in particular?
Oh yeah, you always focus on him, definitely. But I think you look at their team; they've got three guys averaging over 20 a game, so it's kind of hard to narrow in on just one guy. Then obviously the other guys they have on the court as well, with another one of their imports coming back in this week. You know, they're just a really tough team. So it's not just one guy, but it's obviously going to be a bit of a challenge.
Will you watch a replay of their playing today, Melbourne United, that is, to see how they go up against the Breakers? Will you watch that game at all?
I mean, yeah, I will. I watch all the games. But I'm not sure about the other boys. But, I'm sure Joey and the other coach will be watching and I'm trying to figure it all out, but like I said, they're a very strong team, and it's going to take our best effort to get a win.
Now, I was going to ask you that. Do you watch any of the NBA? I mean, you know, it's obviously a great competition worldwide. Do you watch some of their games when you possibly can, when you're not training or playing yourself, to see if you can pick something up?
Yeah, no, I try to watch a couple games a week. I know a few boys on the team watch, upwards of 10 games a week, and they really love their basketball. For me, it's, I watch all the NBL games and then, a couple NBA to go in there, but that's about all I'm allowed to watch. The wife wants the TV the rest of the time.
Good idea. You sound like me. Hey, can you take advantage of a team? I mean, United are going to have a shorter turnaround. I mean, you guys play a lot of ball, don't you? So you're probably used to it, but do you think there is a marginal advantage with them playing in New Zealand today?
Yeah, I think somewhat. Being over in New Zealand, it's a pretty decent trip over there, and a bit of a flight back. But like you said, we play a lot. We're pretty used to the doubleheader weekend, and I'm sure they'll still be ready to go on Sunday.
Yep. Now, the entertainment centre, it's been marvellous. The crowds have been great. The noise has been good. Do you see that the growth in the league is growing with that move to the entertainment centre?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've just been really impressed by it. It's just a lot more professional and gives people a night out close to the city, which is, what they asked for. So, I've been really happy with it. And like you said, there's a lot of great players in the league now, and any game, guys can come out and see something pretty special. So, yeah, it's definitely exciting for the league.
Now, I know other teams have got these young US stars coming out, like LaMelo Ball or RJ Hampton. Would you like to see the 36ers attract some of those young blokes coming out here to improve their basketball and help the competition, really?
Yeah, I think when this program we're bringing out the next stars started, we were the first team to really have a go at it with Terrence Ferguson, who's now playing for OKC. So that was something really special to see him and all the hype that surrounded him and what he's doing now. So I think Joey's always on the lookout for the next guy, but it's just about finding the right fit for our team, and hopefully in the future we can get a few of those guys over and give people something to watch.
I was going to ask you about Joey. We interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. He's a fascinating man. How do you think he's adapted, you know, with Jerome Randall coming back in and obviously the team a little bit different to last year? How do you think he's approached it? Is he changed at all or it's pretty much the same?
No, it's pretty much the same. Joe's pretty set and likes the way he does things, and we've had reasonable success, albeit without winning a championship under him. But, you know, I think he's definitely got the formula for winning games. And, you know, we're trying to do that. Obviously, Jerome's a special talent and we have to kind of form around him. But I think him coming back in has been really good for us. Obviously, being here before, we're pretty used to him and what he does, and it was pretty easy transition.
Now, just with the coach, you know, having played another sport, but it was difficult to know whether you have a personal relationship with the coach, certainly a professional one. But do you have a personal relationship with Joey? Do you go out together somewhere with your families or anything like that? Or you just keep it in the strictly professional area?
Yeah, different guys do. It's more professional for me. Me and Joey are pretty opposite people. But at the same time, you know, I respect him. And, you know, we all, as a group, get together for meals and stuff like that from time to time. But it's pretty hard when you're seeing each other every day. Sometimes you just want your time away with your family and stuff like that. But no, there's definitely a respect there, and really enjoy playing for him.
Yeah, now I asked this question of a soccer coach last night. The stats in basketball are a bit more prominent than what they appear to be in soccer. Do you still go a lot on stats and how many touches you get? And obviously no rebounds and points, but where you position yourself and where you play yourself. Is stats a big part of basketball?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it's normally what people go to when they're comparing different players and when you're coming up for contracts, and that's the kind of thing they're looking at. I mean, obviously there's still the eye test that goes with that, and guys can have big impacts without having massive stats, but I think they are, yeah, pretty, you know, in the forefront of basketball, if that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, Joey Wright mentioned he's in the real estate business in the US. I find that fascinating. Have you got anything else outside of basketball that you keep an eye on and work at or even study?
No, I've had a go at studying a couple of times and realised, you know, the courses I've been doing weren't really for me, but Joey's hearing what he's been able to do in his life and the things he has on the side is pretty interesting and makes you wonder. But for myself, I focus pretty solely on basketball at the minute, and in the coming years I'm going to have to figure out what the next step is because I'm getting a bit older. But hopefully we'll figure that out soon.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with athletes. I heard a great line, it was probably one of my lines, but someone said to me, "Do you want to be the best?" I said, "No, I just want to get better." Which way do you approach it? Some guys want to be the best, but others just want to get better each time they go out there and train. Which category are you in?
Well, I think starting off, I wanted to be the best and had very big aspirations. But I think as I've grown up a bit and matured a little, I've realised it's just about the effort I'm putting in. And, you know, it's okay to fail as long as you're trying your best and doing your hardest. And that was a lesson that took a long time for me to kind of realise. But I think now that I have, I'm a bit more calm in life and with my basketball, and I just kind of, you know, base my performance off effort now, which has been good.
Yeah, indeed. Look, post a play, as you say, we all get older in some stage or other, we've got to pull up stumps, but do the Players Association within the basketball, the NBA in Australia, look after their players and try and help you a pathway going forward?
Yeah, they've been, you know, really good over the last 4 or 5 years of implementing programs like that. We now get a study grant to go towards our study and trying to find out something that we want to do once it all finishes. And, you know, they've come a long way because I remember first coming into the league, it was, you know, a bit unprofessional, but since then it's really picked up and, you know, the Players Association does a really good job of that now.
Oh, Daniel, I really appreciate your time tonight. Look, good luck on the weekend. It's a huge game. As I said, both close on the ladder. Melbourne in Melbourne is probably no tougher a gig. Maybe Sydney in Sydney at times. But anyhow, good luck for the weekend. Have a great game.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
Good on you, mate. Get into Tyre Power for your free 5-minute safety check. Get the power of expert advice at Tyre Power. It's now time to go to a Brister-made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy. Get the low rates you deserve. Switch to Lumo Energy today. And OTR. Enjoy a cup of barista-made sea coffee at OTR.
Welcome back, Malcolm Blight and David Rudy, Sports Day SA. Good interview you had there with
Daniel Johnson, Blighty. I was way late at the Tetra Gully Golf Course.
Yes,
windy as. Boy, oh boy.
And you told me stroke round.
Stroke round. You know when you get your car and you're hoping it's stable foot or it's something, stroke.
I don't mind stroke.
Yeah, it was, I mean, that's what they all play, don't they? The top golfers always
absolutely.
Stroke.
So, all.
But yeah. It was
75 you had. Net 75.
Not, that's good not score. A bad day. It was round good the mark. And they just called the green, so they're a little bit lumpy.
Now, I was going to ask you, we were talking off here last night. You made your a Caesar salad last night. How did it go?
Really good.
I love a Caesar salad.
Well, you talk about Patsy all the time, and she's a fantastic cook. Well, I went home, got the lettuce, went home and needed the croutons. Remember, I missed it.
Little hard croutons.
Got the bacon, cooked that up. But I don't know how people are chefs all the time. I'd had a gutsful by the time the bacon's ready to go. But it turned out really nice. Had all the ingredients, the anchovies, lettuce, the Caesar dressing. Very nice. And what do you have?
Oh, lamb shoulder. It was beautiful. Cooked perfect. Gosh. 7.5 hours cooking with all the beautiful veggies and our guests, of course, from the Gold Coast, which I mentioned last night. Hey, listen, something's...
Just before you were funny, like, I went to the golf club and a lot of most people there must hear the Sports ASA because they were laughing about your tour yesterday. You had friends that hadn't been to Adelaide for 40 years. And
I said, Blighty
quizzed me, where would you take him? I'm thinking, well, it couldn't be in the Barossa, like, he's got to be here. Maybe the beach, maybe the city. Nah, straight to the statue. And, hey, before you get into what you want to say, I had a guy that reckons he played footy with you.
Oh, yeah.
Dougie Ofterhide, back in the juniors, maybe. I know you look and think, well, you've seen a lot of players come and go.
That's right, yeah.
But he said, could you please ask Malcolm, before they called him Blighty, what was your nickname? Now, I've written it down here. Did you have a nickname through the under-19s? And was it Sketcher?
Sketcher.
Sketch or Sketcher?
Sketcher, one or the other.
Where the hell did that come from?
Oh, it came from a little girl that had a bit of one of the supporters at the club, and she...
Sketcher?
Sketch.
Malcolm Blighty. He said, I'm sure. He said, look, I'm not 100%, but please, can you ask him?
Yeah.
And they'll be listening. So he's right.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Sketcher.
Yeah, as soon as I went across the border, it vanished. But
it's just become Blighty, did it?
Yeah.
Is that the only nickname you ever had?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not legend or statue
Hey, listen, what about, I've just come through on AFL.com. Carlton and four other clubs have been fined for not updating ASADA. That's the drug authority.
Or where the players are?
Where their players are, overseas and updated addresses. Isn't that interesting? So they've been fined for not letting them keep them up to date.
So what happens if you go to New York
You've got to tell them exactly where you are.
They can't get them there, can they? They can't.
Yes, they can.
They can drug test them there.
They absolutely can, yeah. But the most fascinating thing, though, at the moment, at ASADA and at WADA, all the worldwide drug authorities are looking at doping bans for both cocaine and marijuana. Right now, it's 4 years. They're thinking it might be 4 weeks because there's going to be an argument.
4 weeks for 4 years?
Yeah. Because is it performance enhancing? It is. Now, I've got no idea. I've never tasted it.
I've never taken it on myself.
So I don't know if it is. So somewhere along the line, this thing that we've had with recreational drugs, I suppose you call them, is being looked at to say, well, look, they're not really performance enhancing. I would not know. I'll leave it to the experts, but I'd be fascinated to see if something like this turned out.
Well, I thought they thought cocaine in a way was, it could relax you, could get you in a different, take you to a different level. Now, I don't know. I'm like, it was Sam Murray, the Collingwood lad, was it cocaine he got?
I think so, yeah. Well, there's been a few of them. Now,
Tiger Woods took relaxants.
Yeah.
Now, to get him into a...
Yeah.
Now, is that performance enhancing? If you can just, as a golfer, you take the anxiety out? Maybe it is.
Maybe. Look, maybe. I just think it's going to be a huge issue, isn't it, going forward? So that means all that work that the clubs, particularly the AFL, and all the sporting bodies have done on boys, girls, don't take recreational drugs. They're not good for you. They're banned. They're illegal. Almost they're saying now,
it's only four weeks.
Here's a little smack on the hand. It's a really, really strange decision to even look at it, I'd reckon.
You think it's going to come in, do you?
I don't know, David. They're looking at it.
I'd be surprised if you got caught taking cocaine. A, it doesn't set a good example, and B, we don't know what effects it has. apparently some people get a massive hit from cocaine. That's why they take it.
Yeah.
Why else would you take it if you didn't get some sort of hit?
Now, also, just another subject too, which is which we knew was coming, Oakbank. You know, the great Oakbank Breaks meeting in Easter. Oh, by the way, in the Oaks today, the ladies' race, the favourite one, Miami Bound, trained by Danny O'Brien, ridden by Damien Oliver.
Damien Oliver again.
Yeah, so Danny O'Brien has got the winner of the Melbourne Cup in Vow and Declare, and also Miami Bound today in the Oaks. Second was Never Listen, Ruffy, and third was My Horse, Moonlight Maid. I bet heaps of seconds and
thirds.
You
talk about Oakbank, I can remember a horse. Oh, God, I don't know how old. I think it was about 20 or 21, so quite a few years ago now, at Oakbank. It was called Ace Attack.
Yeah.
And I had $5 on it, which was a big bet back then, and it was 101.
Yeah.
And it started at $4 and won.
Won.
And that, you imagine back, you know, 30, 40 years ago, that's a massive collect, isn't it? What's the biggest odds you've ever backed?
60-1 I backed one at Victoria Park one day, at a dollar each way on it.
Mickey Noonan, the North Adelaide coach and wonderful footballer, has had a few. He trained horses for a while. He's had quite a few around the 60-1
Now, so Oakbank's going to be Saturday, the Vondusa, Wednesday, just an ordinary meeting, and then Saturday, the Great Eastern Steeplechase. So,
is this lack of numbers?
Yeah, it's just apparently I used to go in the old days, Easter Monday, because that was the day you had off. But now they just don't turn up to Easter Monday. So people have decided they are doing something else with their time and not going to the races.
I wonder what the reason is. 822-3000, if you've got a reason. Why is Oakbank, why has it lost all its flavour? It was massive. You're struggling to find a spot there, like for your barbecue or whatever in the old days. Yeah. I can remember all the footballers used to go to, but you're right, you're playing the Saturday or Sunday, Monday was the day you could go.
Now, remember, I mean, I think it's just gradually gone off, and I know it's a long time out, but no alcohol, you know, alcohol
or
testing, driving and testing.
And they got the breathalyzer
everywhere. And I think that's come off, but you don't have to have a drink to go to the races, do you? Just to get a designated driver. I mean, most of the young people today, you know, to me, get a designated driver.
But that's probably one event I would think where you probably would have a drink. I'd more likely to have a drink at Oakbank than, say, going to Morphettville.
Yeah.
Because you've got the picnic. But as you say, get an Uber, get a designated driver. If anyone has got any reasons why Oakbank is not the flavour it used to be, I can recall they had 70,000.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Saturday and some of the Mondays.
Mondays.
Did you say 5,000 recently?
Yeah, I think I just read recently.
So how can it fall off the map?
Oh, well, it just has. And I guess the other thing is now people can bet on their phones, can bet on bet at the TAB. So it's not like
kids loved it.
Yeah,
I used to go with the kids, not just me or the wife, or the children came.
Now, another thing that just caught my eye too, this has been coming for a while too, apparently, after listening to a conversation, is that Villy's pies are no longer available in Coles. There's been a price discrepancy. Mr. Villy, and we all know him, he went for a bit of a price rise, and Coles said no.
Well, Villy's pretty tough too. He went back down too, so take it or leave it.
I love him.
Villy is a great bloke. His pies are everywhere.
But he's been good for sport in South Australia, hasn't he? He's sponsored many things.
Did you know he made the Sandful a massive offer years ago?
Mm.
Massive.
Massive.
Still couldn't get his pies into I think he got him in the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Yeah.
But couldn't get him into Footy Park. They must have had, you know, like Balfour's or whoever it was back then, but...
Yeah, I don't think they're terrific. They're quite often. But it's pretty hard, isn't it? Because coming back to Adelaide, you think, Villies and Balfours. I mean, you're 50-50 a bit on them.
You are a creature of habit.
Yeah.
The most common question I get asked is, what's Blighty like? What's he? And I say, well, he is. He's regimented. He likes things in place. You write down a lot of your stuff in pencil with a little rubber just in case you get it wrong. You like to have... Yeah, you like some sort of order, don't you?
I do. That's my bank training, I reckon, you know, because if you actually mess it up and you put the 50s and 20s and 10s, so you're always searching. So the good bank training was to put everything in order. And like a good mess, you know, I love mass, was to keep everything in order.
There's a little bit of Rain Man there. For award-winning customer service and low rates that everyone deserves, switch to Lumo Energy today. I'm going to have a question. We're going to get this segment, Ask Blighty, and people can ring in, and if they want to know anything from you, they've got a question... 822-3000. You got to be honest with it. I want to ask you one because this is often, I don't know what's been misconstrued or people have got, you know, skewed in their ideas. But Matt Connell, the day that he got pushed in the ring. Now, I don't know if he did get pushed in the ring. A lot of people said, now he's a premiership player and a best and fairest played under you. Your relationship with Matt Connell, and if it did go sour, where did it go sour? Because I've never heard the real story. All I've heard is guys like Jarman and Rue and these sort of blokes saying, was it a cut? Was it an Optus Oval?
I remember.
Now, take us through that.
Well, no, it was just that we were going ordinary. It was 1999. I'd already virtually made up my mind that I wouldn't keep going on.
Oh, this was your last year, right? Yeah, so we set the scene there.
So it was just really one of those things. He'd done a few things wrong on the ground, so I just isolated him in the middle of the group.
Was it three-quarter time or...?
I think it might have been, yeah. It was a break, yeah. It was three-quarter time. I just isolated him.
You've done a lap. The blokes are in a huddle.
Yeah.
Did you push him in?
Oh, I just asked him to move, I think. I can't remember pushing him. Oh, it would have been in the back. Would have been a free kick if I'd done that.
Well, there's so much to get out of you that people would love to know. So, and the Connell one's always been a bit of a mystery. Yeah, so your relationship with Matt, was it strained?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask.
Or did you basically say, look,
I was at that breaking point anyhow as a coach. And I told you it happens. I've seen a lot of people do it. I mean, Don Pikes walked away. I actually walked away. A lot of people walked away.
Were you cooked?
I was cooked, yeah. So that's why, and perhaps you live on the edge.
You come off back-to-back premierships.
Yeah.
Everything gone wrong that could in the next year. You squeeze the lemon dry, and you knew you were gone.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I can say. No apology. I did it.
I think it affected him way more than it's affected you. I think he wore that.
No, I saw him at the reunion. He was fine. I spoke to him. It happened to me.
You copped the heat.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to me. I mean, you probably replicate what happened to you. So it happened to me, and I just wanted to make a point, and I did. Now, was it the best point you could have probably made? Probably not.
I've never heard you tell that story, and it's one I could think of a million.
I've never been asked it.
But that was, you asked the players. They were even shocked at the time, and I don't know whether you just circled the group, and I don't know even what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But somehow he was in the middle.
Yeah, he made a couple of average decisions on the footy ground, and I was a coach, and I pointed it out to them. Now, whether I did it in the best possible way, probably not.
Anything you regret as a coach?
Not so much regret. I mean, at the time you make those decisions, you're free, you can make decisions by yourself, you can vote, you can drive a car, da-da-da-da-da, so you're legal. No, there were some things I probably thought, I was disappointed. Well, when you think back, you think, maybe I could have done that better. But at the time, you get one crack at one time. And one time is the only time.
Did you drop him the next week after that?
Good question. I don't know. I was finishing up.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Mm. So, Matt Connell. So.
And played one of best and fairest. Before I got there, and also played in two premiership sides. So, Matty had a really good career. Like everyone, you have some bad games.
The other one, did you ever hold a grudge in football? Like, you got battered around a bit by Brass, but you had so much success with him, so probably hard to... But is anyone that, in your whole career, where, I've had a gut full of this bloke, like, I don't need this, I'm holding a grudge, or you're out of my life.
No.
It doesn't happen often.
No, but one of the things I suppose you do is if something happens on the ground, I always used to think it stayed on the ground. However, once it was gone, it's like anything, time heals a lot. And you just, in the end, the pain goes away. You can't remember the real pain. I mean, you got hurt or something. But other than that, not really. I don't hold grudges. What I found and knew it early, life's actually too short to hold too many grudges. Because, when you hold grudges, mate, you get a furrow in your head about 6 inches thick and you don't get a smile on your face.
I reckon footy's different these days. I don't reckon you could speak to these modern-day players.
No,
and I copped it too. I had Mike Noonan as my coach. He could be very sarcastic, just very clever with his words. Well, we took it. To me, it was almost a test of your character. It's almost a bit of a game, and you accept it, and you prove him wrong.
Exactly what I did as a player, and hopefully his players did it to me. Now, whether they liked me or not, hopefully they respected me, because I wouldn't have said anything that I didn't believe. I didn't make stuff up, right? And that's most important. And you know what Ronald Dale Barassi said to me, and one of the great coaches of all time, if you can't put up with my crap, you won't put up with the crap of the opposition on grand final day when it counts. Mm. Grow up and be a man.
Mm. And you copped a bit from him, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I know it's not right, and now we wouldn't do it that way. There is better ways. Don't forget, and see, you've got to remember, he lost his father in the war. My father came back from the war. So it was a very disciplined, aggressive approach to the world. The whole of the sporting world was doing the same thing.
I still think, and I'm only looking from outside, but I still think a guy like Bourras, at times you did things so easily, he wouldn't like that because he was a hard man that, you know, Bourras to me, if you could relate him to a player, is he a curls in air?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Is that how you'd...
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, you know, that's how hard nuts that...
Yeah, I found Kurz because I actually play a lot of state footy under Kurz. He wasn't quite as aggressive as Bron Bourassi, I can assure you.
Wasn't quite.
No.
Gee, Bourras, he could give a spray. That's interesting. There you go, the Matt Connell, Malcolm Blight story. Almost got an answer out of that. Malcolm Blight and David Woody, plenty more to come. Grab a sea coffee with the OTR app, and when you buy four, you get one free.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy. Get the low rates you deserve. Switch to Lumo Energy today. And OTR. Enjoy a cup of barista-made sea coffee at OTR.
Welcome back, Malcolm Blight and David Woody, Sports Day SA. I found that fascinating, talking about Bourras and curls and Matty Connell. Just water off a duck's back to you. He said to me during the break, it's a long while ago.
Yeah.
But I've never, ever got any sort of settlement on that.
Tape recording. So, I mean, everyone's opinion of that sort of stuff is always...
It changes.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, time changes things.
You know, I did that one night, coach, and I had this five-word thing, and each player had to tell another player.
The same five words.
When it came back as two words. And that's going through 40 players.
Really?
It was priceless.
They couldn't get it right.
No. Five words only to pass on to another player.
We should do that with you, Sam, me and Will one night. Yeah. See how we go. Yeah. Just five words.
Yeah.
Let's talk at TAB. A massive day today. Oaks Day too. We just saw that not that long ago. Let's welcome Jared Daffy. It's been a big carnival. Bit of rain. Perhaps might have reduced the crowds a bit, Blighty, but I'm sure most people got their bets on. Jared, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Wills and Blighty. Yeah, it's been a long week, hasn't it? Still emerging to go.
See, Craig Williams, three winners today?
Yeah, he's on fire, isn't it? It's amazing how when the wheels turn in your favour, how they keep turning. Danny O'Brien, of course, got the Oaks winner. But having said that, there were a few upsets today. There were a lot of very well-backed horses that were on the up and up that didn't perform as well as they were expected. So it was a strange sort of a day today because punters did come out well ahead on Tuesday.
Jared, I've got this theory. I back things each way, as you probably realise, on my TAB account. Because I back each way, they either run second or third. They never seem to win. Have you noticed that in the gambling game?
No, well, I've got a theory. I've never had an each way bet in my life.
Really?
I maintain that you go in with a defeatist attitude when you have a place bet or an each way bet. I'd much prefer, say you have $5 each way, much prefer to have $5 on two horses. Give yourself a double opportunity to win more. We'll sit down and have a chat about it one day, Blighty. Yeah. I'm not overly keen on your strategy.
That's pretty smart. Although, having said that, Jared, if you had five each way and a 33-1 pop and it finished second, it probably paid pretty well for the place.
Look, it would, but, yeah, no, I've never bet each way. Not that I'm a professional punter, but just having watched professional punters down through the years, most of them, and I mean a major portion of them, don't bet each way.
If you look at the carnival in totality, who's done the better, the bookies or the punter?
I think Cup Day wasn't too good for the bookies. I think the bookend so far today, and obviously Derby Day, we just head them up slightly and, of course, wanted to go on Saturday.
I reckon they go. Yeah, it's well said. We'll leave that right where that is. Now, the NBL this weekend, what have you got for us, mate, from Friday onwards?
Well, I'll tell you what I have got. We've got a game currently in progress and Melbourne United are giving the Breakers a basketball lesson. So they might be coming good after a pretty rocky start to the season. I guess the worrying thing there, Blighty, is that Melbourne host Adelaide on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
3.25 to 36 is $1.35 Melbourne United. I know it's hard to back up, but they've taken it pretty easy in the second half of this game and they're going to be mighty hard to beat.
Is that game
on Sunday?
Yeah, it's in Melbourne. I spoke to Daniel Johnson earlier. Actually, they're pretty keen on themselves. The 36ers this week.
Okay. And there's another really good game on Sunday as well. It'll be a good game, good day for basketball on Sunday with the Sydney Kings host Perth, and the Sydney Kings are $1.60 there, and Perth at $2.35. So a couple of good ones on Sunday at least.
I was cheering a couple of guys that went to the 36ers Sydney game. They said when you see Bogut live, he's a man mountain. You can see why he's number one pick with the NBA many years ago. Yeah. Just gigantic, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And I think watching these players on TV, you don't really get an appreciation of how big they are. Just guys like Jerome Randle, when you see him beside some of the others, he looks like a dwarf. But I can remember many, many years ago, it'd be 20 years ago, we went to the US on a holiday and went and saw the Orlando Magic when Shaquille O'Neal was in his prime. And they had his runners in a casing at the front. And honestly, they're like fence palings, they were that big. And we were up close to him. He's huge, like 7 foot tall. It's a lot of person, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, one before you go, Adelaide United take on Brisbane this week. What's the home side, the faves there?
Yeah, well, they were $1.95 yesterday, Wills, and I think I said there'd been a bit of money for them, but they've beased out slightly, Dale. I'm not sure why. They're at the $2, and we've got the other two options there. A draw and Brisbane Roar at $3.60, but it all points towards an Adelaide United win, surely.
Yeah, good man. Jared Daffy there for TAB. Gamble responsibly. Jared should hang on the line because Toddy Gray's coming right up now.
And listen, just before Toddy, can I just tell you something? I've just got a text. You know when I mentioned Villies been ripped out of Coles?
Out of Coles, yeah.
I've just got
They're
a
devastated.
Text. Coles have backflipped re-Villies. Iconic SA product, they say.
Villy is a hard man to beat.
If they've done that, good on him.
He stands by his product. He won't be pushed
around. And hopefully they still make some money.
Well done, Villy.
Well done, Coles, too, if that's the case. Great.
Well done, both of them.
Well done, both of them.
For the Angle Park Greyhounds, an exciting night out. 2 from 2 last week, Toddy. Toddy Gray, 2 from 2.
Yeah, and...
You made money.
Of course I did. I'm glad I did, because I haven't made it much this week.
No, I've been pretty lean since.
Hello, Todd.
How are we, boys? It's good to get the head wobbling again after a few lean weeks. I'm like a bobblehead right now.
Hey, now listen, how's the Greyhounds finding a home program? How's that going, mate? I'm really interested in that. I saw a couple this week. I've been walking around the streets. There's been a couple out our way on the leash, and they look lovely.
Oh, they do. Once again, they do make great pets. I haven't seen the numbers recently, but just by going out on the streets, you can walk around, you see people having a lot more dogs, a lot more greyhounds than that. So there's a lot more being adopted out, so the numbers are definitely up, and they do. I'm very biased, but they make sensational pets. They are just the most gentle creatures, really, when you're on and off the track, to be honest. But the numbers are definitely up, lads, but I couldn't give you an exact figure.
Toddy Gray, the hottest man in town. You can try the $40 buffet at Chase's Restaurant. Blighty, we've done that a couple of times. Sensational. I noticed you just... got hooked on the seafood, didn't go anywhere else.
Well, no, yes, I did. I had a bit of the others, but the mussels were great to start with.
Great night at Angle Park. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the best bet tonight, Toddy.
Well, the best bet, lads, this one stood out like dogs, you know what, to me. We're going to go race 5, number 1, Tornado Alley. Now, you might look at the form and go, oh, the form's a bit scratchy, but don't worry about that. It's been running against much better dogs than it's got into running against tonight. No disrespect to them, but it's like putting an A-grader back in Little League tonight. I think it should be going straight to the front, Shanghai in the lid. And it's very simple. If we lead, nothing else in this race can run the time that we can. Plus, there's wide runners galore here. From box one, it's going to be like Moses parting the waves on the first turn. We're going to get all the races that we want.
Okay, we've got a winner there. What about a value one? Have you got some value for us?
I do. Race 9, number 2, Saldana. Now, she's around about the $6 mark, and I'm afraid it is only 2 dividends in this race, but I can't see her not running second at worst here. It's very simple. There's a $1.70 favourite in this race. It is better than us, but it's a bit hot and cold. To be honest, you look at its form, it'll say first 8, but that kind of customer. We're very, very consistent. If the 8 dog decides to take off, he will give us a bit of a thrashing, and I think we're an absolute mole to run second to it. If he decides to, you know, not turn up tonight, which he can do from time and again, I reckon we're going to get a beautiful sit behind the 1. The 1 will go straight to the front early, and we should just sit second to it. And we're not weak. We've won over 600. We've placed over 700. If we can be in front of the 8, we're going to keep it very, very honest all the way to the line. But if the 8 decides to take off and get out of first gear, it will put pain to us. So you'll know your fate pretty early here. If the 8 decides to jump, we're probably going around for the silver. If it doesn't, our odds cut in half straight away.
Great man there, Toddy Gray. So repeating the bets, race 5, number 1, Tornado Alley. And the value bet around the $5 mark, race 9, number 2, Sal Dunn. And he's been on form for Toddy Gray. First to 8, a bit like you going from 14 goals to 6. 1 week, 14, 1 week, 6 the next, I suppose.
Yeah, it's called an average of 10. It's okay.
It is, actually. You're not bad on maths.
Yeah, that was my...
You look excited. Billy's pies are back.
Yeah, I'm really pleased.
Back in it. Great man. Billy's been very supportive of us over the years, too. We used to have a local footy show in the Sandford, and he put in a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of money. Fantastic guy. We're going to go to break, Blighty. Still some more to come on the other side. Malcolm Blight and David Woody. Time now to go to Bristol Mate Sea Coffee Break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy. Get the low rates you deserve. Switch to Lumo Energy today. And OTR. Enjoy a cup of barista-made sea coffee at OTR.
Blighty and World Sports Day SA. Earlier today, Malcolm Blight spoke with Daniel Johnson, and he's quite bullish about winning on the weekend.
Yeah, no, I think they're
tough
in
ask. Good,
yeah.
Playing Melbourne United, who are on a bit of a run. Hey, it's open season at Kia. Match-winning deals and Australia's best seven-year warranty across the range. Kia, great name, great supporter of this show too. What else you got for us over there, Blighty?
Well, I'm just wondering, the T20's on, coming up again.
I've seen the Sri Lankan games, had no interest in that at all, I must admit. A bit more with Pakistan, better players. I reckon I'd rather watch the Strikers play and The crowds suggest that too, don't they?
Yeah, I actually agree with you. And the reason being, I think there's something on the end of it. You know, with the Strikers playing whoever, Scorchers or whatever, there is something you're aiming for. You're aiming for a trophy at the end of it. And I know the Australian team is a three-game trophy. It's not a big series, is it?
It's Mickey Mouse to me.
Well...
They don't treat it like that.
No.
But the crowds are suggesting that it's not big for them. What they get, 16,000 Adelaide?
Yeah, which is okay. It's better than not doing it. And it is interesting when you see a Steve Smith play like he does, and we love all that. But I like the local product. I'm really keen on the Strikers. Every time they play, you get a bit dark if they lose and happy if you win.
And when it's one-sided, I'd rather Australia win in the last over than win by 50 runs. It's nothing. It's interesting, Blighty, the 50 over. I heard Glenn Maxwell only had a couple of days in his own bed out of the last 250 days or something ridiculous. Yeah. No wonder they have a few problems.
Now, just another subject. The Adelaide Football Club are looking for a cultural type person to employ.
Yep.
A senior assistant.
And we've heard crickets. Nothing.
Nothing. And a football department boss.
So why do you think it's taking so long?
I think the external review took too long. It should have been an internal review, and then those decisions would have been made earlier, and then someone could have got there earlier. Now, I get you've got to go through it with a fine tooth and comb, but, I mean, this is why I've said this is one of the problems. You can miss out on this sort of stuff. Now, if you get the right person, doesn't matter, and we'll all forget about it. But that's why decisions should have been made season's end.
Yeah, I think they've been left in the lurch a little bit, haven't they? Like, they haven't even got an assistant coach.
No.
I still think it'd be someone that Matthew Nix wants. Now, maybe he's talking to maybe two or three people. Nathan Van Berlo is a classic to come and do that player welfare and the management role. He's just a terrific guy. And what was the other, Brett Burton's job is up for grabs. Well, what's the market? Who's out there at the moment? We've heard nothing.
No, and one of the problems is that, because there'd be people at clubs that probably would like this job. You know, maybe there's someone, an Adelaide person coming back home, he's got a job in Melbourne or Brisbane or Sydney, and might like the job, but right now he's contracted, and that's going to be pretty hard for Crows to get him out of there.
Mm. You got friends coming, the people
yeah,
can
no,
see
the
statue.
Yeah, the people on the Gold Coast, Ian and Rosita, come out here. They love the statue.
Yeah?
Absolutely love the statue. They talk about it all day.
Polish it like I do?
No, I tell you what, you missed out because yesterday there was some white stuff on the head.
Yeah, a bit of pigeon poo. I have let that go too. Blighty, well done on your interview with Daniel Johnson. We'll do it all again tomorrow night between 6 and 7. Have a great night. Have a glass of red too tonight, something different.
Okay, I'll do that.
And John Blake coming up. Bye for now.
Bye.
Sports. Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy. Get the low rates you deserve. Switch to Lumo Energy today. And OTR. Enjoy a cup of barista-made sea coffee at OTR.